You know, Geico's been around for over 75 years.
Huh. We now fast forward to the end of this Geico ad so you can get to your video faster.
Here's my brother.
Song now, a Jewish spiritual song. It's entitled Jerusalem, If I Forget You. Tell you what the words say. Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not gonna come from me tongue. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. In the ancient days, we will return with no delay, picking up the bounty and the spoils on our way. We've been traveling from state to state, and them don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, and they want me to give up my milk and honey. Don't you see? It's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of His Majesty. You can hear a lot of the history in those lyrics. The nation of Israel. I will definitely let you hear some more of that and share with you more about the lyrics. I imagine quite a few of you were thinking about God's announcement that He was giving that land to the people of Israel, the Jews. The land flowing with milk and honey. Very interesting. Yeah, we'll definitely hear some more of that song. We're talking about this whole issue of where the some of the major religious groups, including those which are minority groups, the Muslims, the Druze, the Christians, the subgroups of Israeli Jewry, and where they stand with regards to some of these issues. Well, Israel's major religious groups are isolated from one another socially. 98% of Jews, 85% of Muslims, 86% of Christians, and 83% of Druze say that all or most of their close friends belong to their own religious community. Jews are more likely than Arabs to say all their friends belong to their religious group. To some extent, this may reflect the fact that the majority of Israel's population is Jewish. About 67% of Israeli Jews say all of their friends are Jewish. 38% of Muslims, 21% of Christians, and 22% of Druze say that all their friends share their religion. And again, I can definitely understand their point about the population. If you're living in a country where the vast majority of the people are members of one particular religion, and you're talking about, I mean, the vast majority, it would almost be, I would think, in some ways detrimental to associate only with the members of your religion if you're a minority, a member of that minority religion. How about the need for a Jewish homeland? Are all the Jews together on that point? Well, Israel is no longer a predominantly immigrant society. Presently, about 3/4 of Israeli adults are natives. Just 1/4 were born abroad. Yet with virtual unanimity, Israeli Jews of every kind, native-born and immigrant, young and old, secular and highly religious, agree that all Jews everywhere should have the right to make aliyah or move to Israel and receive immediate citizenship. Now, there's a problem there. There's a major problem there. I remember watching a documentary several years ago that illustrated very candidly that the Jews of Israel don't really embrace that belief that all Jews everywhere should have the right to make aliyah or move to Israel and receive immediate citizenship. One of the intriguing realities of life is that racism is very, very prevalent. And I remember watching this documentary that showed that there were quite a few white people who could not in any way prove that they were truly Jews by blood. They could not prove that they were born as Jews. But if they converted to the Jewish religion, they were welcomed with open arms. Then they showed a number of black people, particularly, if I'm not mistaken, Ethiopians, but black people from Africa who were able to produce documents that verified their Jewish ancestry and completed blood tests that verified their Jewish heritage. And many of them were rejected, were not allowed to move to Israel. In that same documentary, they did also show some black Jews who were living there as citizens of Israel, You very, very rarely see black Jews on the TV. Very, very rarely are they shown. And it's almost as though there's a desire to make it seem that the only people who are truly Jews ancestrally are people with white skin. That's not reality. The truth is, there are Jews who have black skin. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you, I don't know the original skin color, the original complexion of the original Jews. In other words, Abraham. I don't know what he was the first Jew. He was the father of the Jewish community. I don't know what his skin color was, what his complexion was. But I tell you what I do know. I know for a fact that there were quite a few Africans who left Egypt along with the Jews. I do know for a fact that Moses, who led the Jews out of Egypt to the Promised Land, was married to a dark-skinned woman. And when I say dark-skinned, I don't mean a white woman with a tan. I mean a woman who, from all probability, was a black woman. There were quite a few black people traveling with the Jews. And again, even to this day, there are Ethiopian Jews. So we've known, I mean, there have been a lot of people who have known for decades and decades and decades and decades and centuries that people with the white skin are not the only ones who are Jews by blood. I'm not talking about people who converted to the religion. I'm talking about people whose ancestors are Jews. So again, that sounds pretty nice when they say they agree that all Jews everywhere should have the right to make Aliyah, move to Israel, and receive immediate citizenship. It would be so much nicer if they practiced that just as well as they say it. This overwhelming support for Jewish immigration, nevertheless, may be linked in part to perceptions about anti-Semitism. 76% of Israeli Jews think that anti-Semitism is both common and increasing around the world, and 91% say that a Jewish state is necessary for the long-term survival of the Jewish people. Rebuild the temple and the crown of glory. Years gone by, about 60, burn in the oven in this century. And the gas tried to choke, but it couldn't choke me. You know what gas they're referring to. How many of you have seen the Jews, depictions in movies of the Jews being gassed in the gas chambers just before being burned in the incinerators? The gas tried to choke, but it couldn't choke me. I will not lie down. I will not fall asleep. They came overseas. Yes, they're trying to be free. Erase the demons out of our memory. Change your name and your identity.